Environmental groups and state lawmakers gathered at the state capitol on Tuesday to announce the introduction of an extended producer responsibility bill by Assembly Environmental Conservation Committee Chair Steve Englebright, and to update the ongoing efforts to expand the BOTA bill on its 40th anniversary. Senator Rachel May was announced as the lead Senate sponsor of the BOTA bill expansion. Extended producer responsibility, or EPR, means making manufacturers take responsibility for the waste they produce, including financially. While there is strong agreement on the stated goals of EPR, there are large disputes over the details, including establishing strong goals related to reducing waste. Both Senator Kaminsky last year as chair of the Senate Income Committee and Governor Hochul in this year's state budget have introduced their own EPR proposals, which have been blocked so far, with many environmentalists arguing the proposals are too favorable to waste producers such as Coke and Pepsi, who helped develop the proposals. Englebright's new bill is viewed as a national gold standard on the EPR issue. We hear first from Judith Eng, head of Beyond Plastics and a former top environmental official at both the state and federal level, followed by Assemblymember Englebright and Ryan Carson of NYPIRG.
We're joined today by the League of Women Voters and NYPIRG, who will speak. But let me just set the stage on why Assemblymember Englebright's bill is so vitally important before he speaks. In 2020, 367 million metric tons of plastic were made. And this is expected to triple by 2050. These plastics are manufactured in low-income communities of color, mostly in Louisiana, Texas, Appalachia. There's actually a part of Louisiana called Cancer Alley because the toxic air emissions from plastic production and other petrochemical facilities are so intense. Plastics are made from chemicals and ethane, a byproduct of hydrofracking. I strongly support recycling, but plastic recycling has been an abysmal failure. My organization, Beyond Plastics, and the Last Beach Cleanup released a report last week that documented that plastics are only recycled at a rate of 4 to 6%, substantially lower than, say, cardboard and paper, which achieves a 66% recycling rate. Also, we are turning our oceans into landfills. What happens is plastic gets littered on city streets and beaches. It goes into storm drains, goes into rivers, streams, and then enters the ocean. Scientists tell us that within the decade, for every 3 pounds of fish in the ocean, there will be 1 pound of plastic. That is unacceptable. Microplastics are everywhere, not only in seafood, but also in seabirds, in the air we breathe, in our drinking water, and in our bodies. Recent studies have documented the presence of microplastics in blood, our lungs, and even the human placenta on both the maternal side and the fetal side. We need to take bold action that's commensurate to the seriousness of the problem. That is why we are so grateful that Assemblymember Steve Englebright has introduced the Extended Producer Responsibility Bill, the strongest in the nation, along with the Bigger, Better Bottle Bill. So it's my great pleasure to introduce to you Assemblymember Steve Englebright of Long Island.
I'm very pleased to be the sponsor of these. It's not the first time I've encountered the importance of this issue, but it has in the more than 30 years since I first introduced legislation as a county legislator to ban certain types of polystyrene and disposable packaging. It's the first time that I think that there is a widespread understanding of just how pernicious, how difficult the issue really is. Plastic, and particularly plastic packaging, is filling our landfills. It is a cost that is assumed by all of the municipal jurisdictions that handle solid waste, and in communities where that solid waste is so extensive, I'm talking about communities in particular in environmental justice settings. The amount of truck traffic just to pick up the waste is causing asthma and lung disease. We have plastic now in the bloodstream of many Americans. This we need to address. Put two bills forward, the EPR bill, the Extended Producer Responsibility Act, puts the responsibility from cradle to grave for manufacturers. That is to say, when they manufacture a product, they take responsibility for its eventual recycling or reuse. Right now, it goes out the door of the manufacturing facility, and they never think about it again. But we think about it. We have higher taxes. We have compromised health. We have to deal with it. And the model for that is the bottle bill. The bottle bill has worked tremendously. 40 years ago, my former colleague Patrick Halpin introduced the bottle bill, and it has been a tremendous success. We're going to expand one of the two bills, as Senator May indicated, is an expansion of the reach of the bottle bill, and along with the Extended Producer Responsibility Act, to require that manufacturers address and take responsibility for the types of packaging that they put into our communities and into the oceans, even into our bloodstreams, that they take responsibility for that. And these two bills together are a major step forward. So I'm very pleased to introduce these. I think we have a good chance of passage because there's still enough time left to reconcile many of the differences that I know exist between the various forms of these bills.
Thank you, Assemblyman. I'm now very happy to introduce Ryan Carson, who is with the New York Public Interest Research Group, NYPIRG, leading the way on an expanded bottle bill.
Great. Thank you so much, Judith. My name is Ryan Thorson Carson. I am the coordinator for the Bottle Bill 40 Coalition. The Bottle Bill 40 Coalition is a coalition of groups working to modernize and expand the bottle bill. We are nearly 300 strong now, and we are political groups, we are advocacy groups, we are redemption centers, we are recyclers, we are community groups. We have a very wide reach, very diverse coalition. We are working to do just a couple of things. And the main thing is we're looking to clean up New York State. We are in a waste crisis in New York right now. We need to start reducing plastics. And one of the key ways to do that is through EPR and through the bottle bill. Now, the bottle bill is the state's oldest EPR policy. It ensures that through the life cycle of a beverage container that we're going to be able to know what's going to happen to that, and we'll be able to avoid landfilling it, avoid burning it, and make sure that it's actually recycled. So when we're talking about bottle bill modernization, we're talking about really three key things. The first is expanding the number of containers covered in the bottle bill. So we're moving into all plastics. Right now, it doesn't make any sense that a company like Coca-Cola can make its cola beverage in a PET plastic bottle and then make a tea beverage also in a PET plastic bottle, and one is covered under the bottle bill and one is not. This is really essential because if something is covered under the bottle bill, it's much, much more likely to be recycled. Oh, Judith can actually always have props, folks. This Coca-Cola bottle, covered under the bottle bill. This tea bottle, not covered. Why? They're both made out of PET plastic. It's entirely about what the beverage is, which is totally insane. What we're going to do here is we're going to close that up, and we're going to make sure that all plastics are covered under this law, which is going to reduce them and also make sure that they're further recycled. Now, the other key thing is we need to raise the bottle deposit on these beverages. Right now, it's 5 cents. It needs to go up to a dime. This is going to ensure that we are able to get these recycled. It's going to ensure that people are going to be incentivized to bring these back to a redemption center, to bring it back to their local Wegmans and put it back into the reverse vending machine. And finally, we need to be sure that we are investing into our communities. Through the bottle bill. The bottle bill is a great generator of funding to environmental programs in New York State. This is going to be a really great way for us to continue to clean up our communities while reducing waste and being sure that we are leaving a better world in the future, and really just continuing to cut down on these single-use plastics. This is a really great incentivization. It's going to really keep things out of our landfills, out of our incinerators, and make sure that these end up as brand new products that people can enjoy. Let's get it done so that we can have an even greater 40 years ahead of its anniversary, which is actually next week.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.